You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grede, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grede, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Nick in Newtown. What's up, Nick?
Hey, fellas. How we doing?
We're good. What's up, dude?
Good. What's up?
All right. So I called earlier and I got on with Sal and BT. So I am 29 years old. Today is my 7-year anniversary with my fiance.
Oh,
we get married. Thank you, guys. We get married next Thursday.
Mm.
And next Thursday
game five.
Is game five.
Yep.
So I put it simple to them. I said, guys, what do I do? And like they really didn't ask me about my wife-to-be. She knows she's marrying an insane sports fan. Mm. Like, she's come to Giants games. She's been to Knicks games. She's been to Yankee games. She's been to Devils games. You ask her what her favorite one is, she'll tell you Devils. But she understands the Knicks hype right now. She watched the first two games with me. She watched me go nuts. She even went nuts after the second game. She was like, oh, my God, a 20-point comeback again? I'm like, I'm marrying you. This is the best. But she's starting to buy into the Knicks fever, and I show her the Dad Talk videos. I'm 29. This is the best that I've ever seen the Knicks do. I've known this team since I remember when the Knicks got Tracy McGrady, and they were playing the Oklahoma City Thunder against Durant and a young Westbrook, and Durant hit a three late to beat us, and that was my first painful memory as a Knicks fan. But I at the time became a Knicks fan. Because over the Nets at the time, because the fan base was just so much better. And when
all right, have you spoken to your wife? Have you talked to your wife? Have you talked to your wife about the situation? Let's get the brass tacks. Have you talked to your wife about the situation that you're in?
Did you tell her?
100%.
And what is her initial reaction?
She goes, well, maybe we can talk to the DJ. Knowing your luck, he'll be a Knicks fan.
What time is your wedding start?
5:30. And I don't know what time the game starts, but I know
what time the game starts. The game starts at 8 o'clock. What time do you lose the reception hall? What time is it? Are they kicking you out because the wedding is over?
I think 11.
Oh, okay. No.
And this is like a wedding of the reception. We're expecting 150 people.
Mm.
I think there, I could save the day.
There's
I think
no moving the date. We're locked in.
Sean might have a solution. Hold on.
Nick, stay with me for a second.
Sean might have a solution.
I got married during the 2014 Rangers run. I was very lucky not to have a game on that day, but it was something I thought ahead to, and it's something that's going to tie into Evan Roberts, and it's something I think you could do to save the night and save your marriage before it starts. Are you having some kind of after-wedding party like some people do where you come back, whoever wants to keep drinking, hotels, something like that?
I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
Yes, we're having an after party at a bar.
Okay.
And I'm sure there'll be TVs there.
Well, hear me out.
Well, I know some of my...
Nick, sorry. Just hear me out. Cut a deal with the bar ahead of time. So we're bringing a lot of business with you. set up some kind of DVR situation and make an announcement at the beginning of the wedding. We know the Knicks are playing tonight. Give us 4 hours on the dance floor the best you can.
Doesn't work.
And let's go unanimously roll into that after party
Doesn't
and serve
work.
You pizzas and beers. Sean, and let's watch the Sean, Knicks game Sean, five Sean, as if it's
as,
live.
As an expert, and hey. Nick, you put yourself in a tough spot because I actually blame you and I blame your wife. I got married in late August. And you want to know why we got married in late August?
Because nothing's going on.
Nothing could possibly interfere. There was no Nets run, no Islanders run, no Mets run, no Jets run. It was late August. So right off the top, when you get engaged and your wife or fiance at
the
time.
Not to mention the weather is a lot more predictably warm.
100%.
Next week, 50s.
It's 60s. Up in the air. You have no idea.
Right.
You have to pick a time of year that's safe. So right off the top, I know you can't change it now, but you screwed up and you showed no faith in the New York Knicks.
I disagree with you.
Well, hold on. It's true. Because Tommy was going to be dragged out to California to visit some baby that was born.
Well, not some baby. I am now a Tio. I'm an uncle.
Whatever.
So it's my nephew.
But Tommy knew and said to his wife over and over again, I got to be on alert for a Knick run. I can't be leaving the show if the Knicks are on a run. And he was aware. Our friend Nick, who just called in, was unaware. He was left with his pants down. And I'm sorry, right off the top, you should have had faith. This team's been in the second round 3 straight years. Now they're in the conference finals. Like, you knew they could go on a run. Mm. You knew they could go on a run.
Yeah, but the question is, did he actually believe it?
Well, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That he never believed. So, number one, you should have planned this out for August or July. You would have been safe.
Right.
Number two, Sean, I'm a DVR expert. The problem with DVRing in a mass quantity with 150 people is you have to take their phones away because they will get spoiled via their phone. So, the only way you could pull that off, and they do this at comedy shows, is take...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The phone away.
Right.
Like,
put it in that secure bag.
Correct.
They can't open until after the show.
Now, here's the problem with that. No pictures. So now the wedding will never have memories because all the pictures are gone.
Ooh. But here, Evan, there's a lot of people at weddings that when they pay for their wedding photographer get a little annoyed when Facebook and Instagram starts leaking pictures before they've had a chance to go through their professional pictures. If you are somebody that's going to check the Knicks score, maybe you don't take it away from any female who doesn't care. that's when you could do it. And I also think you're right. In group settings, it doesn't work. But if you make pre-continued announcements by the DJ, again, no Knicks updates, this, you have to make it a thing. You have to make it an event. You can't just make it happenstance across your fingers.
When I was 13 years old, I don't remember the kid's name, but I would say it. I was at a bar mitzvah, okay? I was 13 years old. And I had this really cool pager called the ESPN To Go pager. Have you ever heard of this thing?
What? No.
Yeah, yeah. It was a pager.
That is...
What? And it would give you sports updates.
How long did the ESPN To Go sports pager last?
Google it. You'll go down a rabbit hole.
So I'm assuming not very long.
I would say a couple of years. It was prior to like phones and the internet.
Yeah.
So I had an ESPN To Go pager. I would always get scores. It was mostly for gamblers at the time. But for me, I was just a geeky sports fan.
That makes sense, actually.
So I brought this to this kid's bar mitzvah. It happened to be the same day as a Knicks-Bulls playoff game. And unfortunately, I ruined this kid's bar mitzvah because everybody was around me like I was, you know, some king.
Like you were getting bar mitzvah.
Yes, I was the bar mitzvah boy. Everyone was around me getting updates. And if I'm not mistaken, it was the one game the Knicks won in the series. They lost to the Bulls in five that year. I think that was 1996. Confirm that one for me. So it was the one game the Knicks won. Everyone was around me, and I felt bad for this poor kid because his bar mitzvah got completely taken over by the ESPN To Go pager and the
evil
information.
He probably hates you still to this day.
Probably. That's a fair point. That guy may be listening right now saying, I've always hated that Evan Roberts, ruined by bar mitzvah. So that's the risk you run into by having a game like that on, but I'm sorry, I go back to the top. Get married in August. No. It's a very innocuous
or July
time.
July is fine, too.
You're right. Or July.
But not... I'm going to defend the brides here. If a bride doesn't want to get married in the heat of the summer, which some brides don't, and they say, pick your poison, I'm getting married in October, I'm getting married in May,
yeah, but
you're making a non-football playoff decision to go in May, and you're rolling the dice.
Right, but a summer wedding at night, it's always going to... Even if it's 85 degrees at night, it feels nice.
Tiki, you're talking sensibly. Some of these women get up, start getting their hair done at 7 a.m. and the humidity.
Get your hair done. Get your hair did for 15 hours. It's fine. Get married at 8.
Just know I agree with you. I'm just telling you from the other side.
That's the answer, though. You screwed up by allowing a mid-May wedding. Game 5, Knicks Pacers. By the way, I'm going to that game. And I got bad news for you, Tommy.
Maybe the series would be over before then.
It could be. They could sweep them. Mm-hmm. My wife made a very smart decision for me. She said, I'm going to allow you to go to these Knicks games because you are a Knicks season ticket holder. But you can't take anybody. Like, you have to, like, sell the ticket at least at face value.
What?
Yeah, because otherwise I'm... You know how expensive these tickets are?
Yeah.
Even before, like, putting it on the secondary market, like, my face value is very high.
Yeah.
And so she's like, you can't take someone to a game for $500 a ticket. I'm like, that's a good point. She said, go to someone who's willing to pay. You're doing them a favor by only charging them face value. Trust me, I'd be doing somebody a favor, and I already know who I'm picking.
Right, it's a break even.
So I break even because I wouldn't want to make money off a friend. I feel bad. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go to these games. So sorry, Tommy. Unless you come up with about $500.
So you're bringing a rando with you? Is that what you're doing?
I've already decided who I'm bringing, but I haven't told the person yet. So I have to like inform them before I announce it on the radio. And somebody who's going to pay the money. Like they'll.
So they're not one of the poors. So they have like, you know, $500 just sitting around to go to a Knick game. And why are you going to the game?
I'm Big Show Bob, man. I want to be at the playoffs.
No, but... This to me is
what are you
just
talking about?
This might be
I'm a hoop fan.
You
man.
Might have topped yourself on this one.
What?
You are not a Knick fan. In fact, you hate the team. You want to be Big Show Bob, whatever the case may be. You are not only not giving your seat to whether it be me or another Knick fan here.
Give you it would cost me like $1,000 to give you.
I mean, it's real money.
We'll work out a deal.
It's not part of a season ticket package.
Sure, but we could like work out a deal, maybe like whatever, a couple $100. So you're going?
No,
you're going
still taking an L. Yeah, I'm not even making money off someone. I'm going to go to somebody who I know who's a big Knick fan. I already identified the person, and he's going to take it as I'm doing them a huge favor, which I am, because if you go on the secondary market, my tickets are over $1,000.
Wow,
they're crazy. So if I say, hey, just give me the face value so we're even, that's a steal. And I will give you guys first crack. Like, if that's what you want to do and you want to come with me, that's great. But my wife is no longer allowing me to just drop absurd amount of monies on random people.
Especially for a team that you don't actually
like. Exactly.
Can I give like a counterpoint that you could give to your wife tonight and then you can come back with something? By you going, you're costing money. If you sell both tickets, then you could take me to a game 7 because you've already won money. You know what I mean? You've already made a profit. You're being selfish.
If I miss by game seven, that number is going to be two or three times that.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.